CBS Sports Radio 650 and on 95.7 HD3 KIKK Pasadena, KKHH HD3 Houston, a radio.com station. Helping Houstonians live their best foodie lives. It's time for I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry.
What's going on, guys? I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. I'm Jessie Watt.
And I'm Danielle Dubois.
And we are your hangry girls with some really exciting news this week. We mentioned it towards the end of last week's episode, but I feel like we have to do this like drum roll reveal. I can't roll my R's. Can you? We finally made an Instagram.
We did.
We're so excited about it. So I'm sure many of you already follow Danielle on Instagram. She's our foodie gal on the show at Hangry Houstonian. Danielle, you post so many amazing different recommendations around Houston. She posts pictures of the food that she gets so you know exactly what you're getting into when you order it. So Danielle, you kind of had the brilliant idea to start an Instagram page just for our show.
Yeah, I thought it was a cool way that people can message us, connect with us, and we can showcase kind of like what we're doing right now in the studio, and it could be a fun way to connect with everybody.
Yeah, so it will be totally different than what Danielle's page is right now. So if you're already following Danielle, keep that locked in. You can also follow us at
The Hangry Girls Podcast.
The Hangry Girls Podcast, we are going to post a ton of fun behind the scenes stuff of us in the studio when we are recording the show, just goofing around. We spend a lot of time off air just chit-chatting.
We do.
So we wanted to make sure that we could share that with y'all. And of course, if you have any questions about the show, about what we talk about, recommendations, you can always slide into our DM. So follow us. Shameless plug.
There's never a shameless plug. No.
I know.
Is non-existent anymore. We want to get involved with y'all. We want to know what's going on. Hang out with us on our new channel. So hang out with us.
Danielle, how was your weekend?
It was fun.
What did you do?
I had a good time. You know, old me, where am I going? Where do you think I was?
Let me take a guess. I'm going to go either McIntyre's Drift or both.
McIntyre's.
Okay. So
yeah,
I was
McIntyre's.
Half right.
I got boiled crawfish at the Boyle House on Friday night. It was the first night that they were open. So good. I will say there was a little bit of a line and stuff. You know, it's their first night open in a year.
Like, to be expected.
They needed to get their feet under them. And like, I don't think they realized it was going to be so busy.
Yes.
I had some people like message me that they waited in line for 2 hours in their car because they have a drive through. Can you imagine 2 hours to get some bull crawfish?
Worth it though.
Yeah, I waited about 30 plus minutes to get mine and I went, you know, inside the place. But the crawfish were delicious. And I highly recommend them. And then, yeah, the next night I went to McIntyre's.
The usual, the old stomping grounds. We talked about Boyle House, by the way, in the very last episode of the show. So if you missed it, you can always log on to radio.com and search for, I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
That's our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Another shameless plug.
Another shameless plug. Subscribe, follow, comment, leave a review. Tell us you love us. And you can check that out in the last episode. I did some moving this weekend, Danielle. So
I know. Jessie moved into a fancy new place.
A new apartment. So we did a lot of takeout. I got a lot of
pizza. Where did you get takeout from?
You know, we got Bolo yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Their pizza. How was it?
It was really, really good.
Okay.
And then we did Papa's Barbecue.
Okay, love a Papa's restaurant. Love.
Yeah, I've been like on a barbecue kick recently. So,
okay, cool.
You know, whenever I need my recommendations, I just log on to your Instagram and start scrolling through.
Yeah, like, I haven't been there in forever, you know, but remember we were talking about Bledorn and Aaron Bledorn. He married a Papa's girl and I'm like, you know what? I feel like I need, as much as I adore Aaron Bledorn now, I'm like, shoot, I need to start, you know, supporting the Papa's family more.
Very true, very true.
They're a staple here in Houston. So everything love they them. Do, they it's good as gold. So,
okay, let's get right into our date night spots this week. As Valentine's Day is getting closer and closer. Danielle, are you a Valentine's girl? Do you like it?
So I love a good Galentine's.
Oh, yes.
My girls and I, we're doing a Galentine's thing.
So for those of you that don't know what Galentine's is, it was started by Parks and Recreation. If you haven't watched it, I believe it's on Hulu.
Was it really?
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay, have you watched Parks and Rec?
Like a few episodes.
Oh, my God.
I'm not invested.
Okay, so Parks and Rec is like the best show ever with Amy Poehler. She plays Leslie Knope, who created Galentine's Day, which is so funny because everybody knows Galentine's Day, even if you haven't watched the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
The episode is so funny. I need you to watch the entire series on Hulu because you will die laughing. But that's where it was started, and it's where you get together. It's before Valentine's Day, and you can throw like an I Hate Men party for just celebrating your girlfriends and getting together. It's a blast.
That's hilarious. I'm literally getting together with six of my girlfriends. We're all single as a dollar bill. And yeah, we're just going to have a Galentine's night.
It's perfect. I love it. Well, don't think I don't participate in Galentine's Day just because I'm engaged.
I know. We're going to do something too. So.
Well, I know one day I'm like, oh, I hate men. Screw you. And the next day I'm like, oh, I'm so in love. What are you talking about? You got to do what you got to do for the flowers. Am I right?
Exactly. And the chocolate.
I'm kidding. Totally kidding. But whether you're doing Valentine's Day or Galentine's Day, we want to make sure that you are stocked up with some date night recommendations. So Danielle, what's first?
Okay, my first spot is going to be Gloria's.
Okay.
This is in Midtown. Gloria's is one of the first restaurants I went to when I came to Houston, and we would go for like Sunday brunch because they have a great mimosa deal. Mm. They do $3.25 mimosas. It actually used to be less than that, but I guess they up the price.
COVID.
But exactly. But they also have Friday and Saturdays, they clear out the dining room and it becomes a dance floor. And they have a band and a DJ. And like, I just love that.
Wait, so that's on what days? Fridays and Saturdays?
Fridays and Saturdays, yes. They have a band and a DJ. If you're already there to like eat, it doesn't cost to get in there because obviously like you're already drinking, you're already eating.
Right.
Now, if you are not there to like sit down for a table and you're just there to like dance
party
and stuff, it's a $10 entry fee.
Oh, but that's not bad. Like
not
$10.
Bad at all.
That's fine.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Gloria's is a great place if you're like looking to have dinner and then like an activity afterwards. Burn off those calories. Let's salsa.
Number one, that is a great option. I'm going to say it. It's a great option for a first date. And I know what you're thinking. That's probably really awkward. But I think that's romantic. And if someone took me out on a date to go dancing, even if I didn't know what I was doing, I would be impressed.
But you're also a dancer. If a guy took me
salsa.
If a guy took me out to dance, I'd be like, oh,
I'm going to step on your feet.
Honestly, I'd be like, are we going to do like the prank that soldier boy? Because I can do that.
Okay, but we all can do that perfectly now.
Exactly.
It's been years
like
of perfecting.
Walk. Yeah. Crip walk? Oh my gosh. Seventh grade Danielle crip walking? Oh my gosh. Hold me back. I was all
oh
over
my
it.
God. She's like, pull me off the dance floor.
Exactly.
She goes up to the DJ at the salsa. Do you guys have any of like soldier boy by
exactly
chance in your system?
Oh, I was so hood. But yes, Gloria, great spot. Love this place. Great brunch as well. Amazing food. You know, it has your typical authentic Mexican cuisine. Tex-Mex.
Super romantic too for a Valentine's Day date if you're interested. Or Galentine's. I would dance with my girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, this is a good Galentine's. Who doesn't love a bunch of margaritas to get
exactly
it, you know, to get it going and flowing?
All right, what's our second spot?
Second spot is going to be Ka Sushi. Mm-hmm. Love a good sushi spot if you're thinking about Galentine's or Valentine's. Ka's in the Heights. I think it's one of the better options for sushi closer to the Northern Heights area.
Mm-hmm.
They have great happy hour. They also, one of their happy hour dishes that I like love is this miso eggplant dish.
Oh.
It has like a sweetness to it. It's almost like caramelized on the outside. I love, love, love miso things. They have a great, great happy hour. Their kush roll is actually one of my favorite rolls there. They have a lot of rolls that are just like heavy on the fresh fish. And
right.
That's like with the kush roll, which I love that. You know, I'm not a big like, let's fry this sucker up.
Yeah.
You know, like it hides the flavor of like what you're really paying for is this the fish, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like Ka is really good on like creating dishes like that. So love that. They have a roll that's like steak and eggs, which I think is really, really fun.
There's
like a little egg on top. And also they do like cute little things for like Valentine's Day. Like you ask them, you know, they'll do like the fried rice, like in a little shape of a heart.
Oh,
or
cute.
Like put sauce and stuff like that in a heart shape. The owner is super nice and will totally like work with you and stuff like that. Also, fun fact, they have a lobster ramen.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Like fancy.
That's not the same kind of ramen I have in my
right
cupboard
exactly
right now.
Exactly. I was watching this show the other day, and it was all about lobster and about how up in northern Maine area, they used to, this is like squirrel, Danielle, let's roll it back. But they used to give prisoners lobster back in the day because they thought it was like, you know, peasant food, basically.
Oh, my God. And they didn't even know they were eating the high-end stuff.
And now it's such a delicacy. And back in the day, they were just like, they overfished it, really. Like, there was so much of it. They were giving it to prisoners. Could you imagine being like, this is what I have to
this
eat
is what I this is my prison food.
Twist my arm.
I picture like slop on plates for prison food. I don't picture
exactly
like butter and
same
lobster, whatever.
Same.
Okay, do we have one more spot today?
Yes, our third spot is Nam Eatery, also in the Heights. This is going to be like a low-key chill place, mm-hmm, but you know me. You know my, I love my Asian food. This
you
is
going to
be
yeah
a Vietnamese spot. Super chill. So I was thinking, you know, if y'all want to do a stay at home Valentine's order, you know, pick up and then bring it home. It's a great option because they have banh mi's, which actually keep really well if you order to meet banh mi sandwiches. It's that we've talked about it before, I think. It's you can pick your type of meat, and then it's with a French baguette on the outside, and they have these pickled vegetables inside. Just think of like a regular sandwich, like a French bread sandwich. They have like pickled carrots and pickled like cucumbers.
Sounds amazing.
Oh, it's actually really good. It's like almost light. It's not like super heavy or anything like that. One of the banh mi's is a grilled beef banh mi, which is one of my favorite ones there. Also, they have like the fuzz, you know, chicken pho.
Right, right.
Which, you know, we're kind of about to start moving out of pho, whatever you want to call it. Exactly. We're about to move out of that season, you know, so cash in on that while you can. This place is a great place for that. Also, love the fact that they have zoodles there.
What's a zoodle? Zucchini noodles.
Yes.
Oh, yes, girlfriend. Yes. I have one of those spiralizers at home because sometimes I pretend like I'm healthy.
Uses it once.
Yeah, used it once. It was fine. You can buy the prepackaged ones, though. You don't even need it.
Exactly. I buy the prepackaged ones for sure. But I love that they use this for different options at the restaurant. So you kind of like feel like it's a little bit healthy.
I love places like that that give you the options where you're like, because usually if I'm going out to eat, I like to get something that I know is going to be maybe a little bit more on my cheat schedule. Mm-hmm. Because if you're going out, you want to get a good meal, right?
Oh, right, of course.
Every once in a while, you want to get the good food that actually tastes good. It's all about balance. Okay, but for real, we're going to throw balance out the window when it comes to our next segment because we're talking morning mimosas all around Houston.
From date night to must-try restaurants, it's a show all about Houston food and nightlife. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
Cheers, ladies and gentlemen, to another week in 2021. We celebrate the Hangry Girls here by making mimosas and just drinking as many as we can.
I can't stop saying doses and mimosas.
I don't even know where that song goes.
I know that's a song. I don't know what it all means, but I just can't stop saying it.
I just can't stop saying it. Danielle and I love a good mimosa, and we definitely love brunch places that serve good mimosas and carafes and
all the things.
So we felt like, what a better time than now to talk about the mimosas around Houston.
You know, I did a poll on my Instagram and I asked people where their favorite mimosa spots were, you know, and I was going to make a list of places. Yeah. So like, I've been doing research.
Oh my God. And it's research conducted right here in Houston.
Yes, this is a scientific research.
There's nothing I love more in the mornings than
alcoholic
mimosas.
Alcoholic scientific research projects.
Yeah, scientific research projects with a glass and a mimosa next to you. I wish it was more acceptable to drink mimosas like during the work week because technically it has orange juice in it.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
Is it vitamin C, vitamin D?
That's vitamin C for sure.
Orange, yeah. Okay, vitamin D is the sun.
I mean, boost your immunity. We're kind of in a pandemic, so I feel like we're killing the virus from the inside out with the alcohol. And then we're boosting our immune systems with the vitamin C.
I like where your head's at. I like where it's going.
Thank you.
Let me know what Chase Murphy says.
Yeah, I'll just let you know what the boss says about that. I'm sure he would love to start drinking mimosas with me in the mornings, but we'll see. Anyways, Danielle, when you make a mimosa, here's a question for you.
I was just about to ask you the same question.
Okay,
get out of my brain.
I know, we spent too much time together.
Droplet.
Yes!
Droplet.
No. Okay, so the question, because I know you all already know what we're going to ask. What's the ratio? You say droplet of OJ.
Yeah, I'm actually probably like 4 or 5 droplets. Like I like a decent amount of orange juice. Like I joke about a droplet. I like a little bit of orange juice in there for sure.
I do like the sweetness because we've talked about this before. Champagne upsets our acid reflux because we're 90.
It's like fire. We're dragons afterwards.
It's terrible. We need like a bottle of Tums if we're going to do champagne because the bubbles hurt our throat. But I will say, when we're doing mimosas, just the fact that the champagne has been sitting in the fridge with the orange juice is usually enough. It soaks up most of the flavor, so you don't really even need to put any droplets in at all. It's, you know, it's fine.
Exactly. Yeah, mimosas are just great by themselves.
That's all you need. It's just the champagne. But for those of you who like a little bit more orange juice and vitamin C in your mimosas and others, we are going to give you a list of some of the best places around Houston to get a morning mimosa.
You know, I love places that have all the flavors and stuff. Like, I do appreciate, like, an OG orange juice. Mm-hmm. But I also love, like, am I feeling, like, pomegranate? Am I feeling grapefruit? Am I feeling pineapple?
Lemonade. Mango.
All the things. I haven't had a lemonade.
Oh, my God. So good. You can make that one at home.
Literally drinking diet lemonade from Chick-fil-A right now.
You say diet lemonade?
Diet lemonade.
That's a thing?
Oh, yeah, sis.
Wait, what does that mean?
That there's no sugar in it. It's probably all the fake sugar. You know, the one that's going to, like, eat my organs.
It's fine. It's diet, so it's healthy.
It's fine. Yeah, and look, I got a salad, and I ordered grilled chicken nuggets, and they gave me fried chicken nuggets.
It was a sign.
The batter ones, and I was like, oh, my gosh, y'all have never, like, done me wrong before at Chick-fil-A. Anyways, tangent. Like, sorry, guys. Y'all know us.
Squirrel.
We're like, squirrel. So one of my favorite spots for mimosas is going to be BB Lemon because they have a $24 mimosa craft with all three juices.
Ooh.
Three juices of your choice. Yeah. So you pick your juices and then you're able to get $24 of a mimosa craft.
That's actually pretty cheap too for a craft. And I will say the places that serve those, I usually tend to like better, especially the ones that put the juices on the side because then you get to decide how much you want to put in there.
I agree. I like that too. Like give me like an entire craft of just champagne, give me a glass and give me the three things of juice and then like I'll determine the ratio there.
Because you've been there before where you order a mimosa, like a pre-made mimosa that they hand to you and you and your friend get one and your friend gets a really light drink and you get a dark one. So, you know, yours has more orange juice in it and you get angry, right?
Yeah, you're like, I'm definitely like not going to get as drunk as you. So.
Exactly. So let me pour my own juice. That's all we're saying.
Exactly. So I have a few other spots. Union Kitchen, they have where you buy a souvenir glass. It's $13.95. You buy a glass and then you can refill this glass at 1 cent per mimosa.
No!
So basically you're paying $14 and then like 1 cent after that.
That's like bottomless mimosas,
$13? Bottomless dangerous mimosas, yes.
And where is this place at? I need to know.
It's at the, so they have Union Kitchens actually throughout the city, but they have one off of Washington close to me. And then they have orange juice, grapefruit, and cranberry juice there.
Wait, I have so many questions about this place because I don't even understand.
So there used to be a rule where you could do bottomless mimosas and it was like $3, like bottomless mimosas. The law for bottomless mimosas is non-existent anymore from what I understand. And so now they have to, by law, charge you, obviously, at least a cent for these mimosas.
Oh my God.
That's why there's a souvenir glass.
Okay.
For that $14.
What happens if you already have a souvenir glass? Can you just bring it in or detain it?
No, you have to. Yeah, you have to get a new one.
I mean,
but
$14.
That's a good question, though.
Is not bad. For bottomless mimosas, that is not bad at all.
You're paying $14 for bottomless mimosas. You could sit there forever. You know
that's amazing.
That's amazing. And so that's Union Kitchen.
Is that a deal that they only do on certain days or is that whenever?
Weekend deals.
Weekends. Yeah, okay.
Weekend. Yeah, they're brunches, you know. So also down the street, they also have a $14 mimosa craft, which I thought was a really good deal. Then they have a restaurant called Riva's Italian, which is $5 for the first glass, and then it's 99 cents after that. But then I had some people tell me that they rarely charge after glass two or three.
Oh, so my God. Like, they're a little loose on the rules. Yeah,
so
you never know.
Well, you know.
Nice to your servers, and maybe they'll be like,
but
sure.
But hey, that's $5 a glass. Like, that's for the first glass, that's $5. And then 99 cents after that, makes a better deal than Union Kitchen. And I mean, honestly, once you start drinking, like, can you really taste the champagne of like,
no.
this is Pure Jouet. This is Veuve Clicquot. And I'm like, no, I don't know. You know, I mean, like, if I'm stone cold sober, I can taste the difference. But if I'm like with my girls having fun, I'm like,
you don't care.
Just bring the crafts. I don't care. Like, I don't need anything fancy. Like,
it's so funny. I didn't realize that there was laws around bottomless mimosas.
There's probably people like us out there that took advantage of the situation and
we're
went
like,
a little
more,
too hard.
More.
Exactly. So these are four great options. Mm-hmm. And I want to continue to find places and I want to like really work on this list. So if y'all are listening out there, you know, and y'all have spots, like let me know. Slide into our The Hangry Girl Podcast.
The Hangry Girl Podcast. We should get like a theme song
open. We should
open.
Have like a little jingle.
Oh my God. We should. I kind of want to go. You said it, Union Kitchen?
Yeah, Union Kitchen. And their food is really good too.
Okay, so what else do they serve?
Oh, they have like fried chicken and like waffles there. They have really great salads, soup, sandwich, like all kinds of stuff. It is like, it's totally your jam for sure.
You know what you mentioned down the street bar earlier too? I am obsessed with this place.
Really?
And I just recently went for the first time, like when restaurants started to open back up since the pandemic, and I tried a bunch of different things on their menu. Number one, if you're listening, he's going to be like, okay, they have a bartender with an Australian accent.
Yum.
I feel like he's listening and he's going to hear me just call him out right now. But my fiance and Tyler and I went and we ordered drinks and I couldn't really hear because he had his mask on. But he came back and he had his mask lowered just a little bit. And Tyler came back and was like, that guy has an Australian accent. Uh-huh. So I had to go back up to the bar to order another drink so I could hear it. Totally did. Called us mate, which I thought was amazing. But they had the best, and I'm going to say it, the best spinach and artichoke dip that I have ever had in my entire life.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
And it comes with the options of the chips or pita, like the baked bread.
Oh, I enjoy a pita. That's a good option. I like that.
I do too. They had that, and then we got a pizza that did not have marinara on it. I don't like marinara on pizza.
You mean like red sauce in general or just marinara?
Both.
I usually like, that's interesting because I don't love it either. Like, that's why I'm not like a huge pizza person.
Yeah.
Again, y'all, squirrel. I like a very little, like minimal amount of red sauce and like heavy cheese.
When I order from any place, even if it's just like Domino's or Papa John's, whatever, I will almost always ask for light sauce.
Interesting. I didn't know that about you, Jesse.
Yeah,
That's how I would literally order.
Exactly.
But what's your pizza order?
Star Pizza is one of like my favorite places around Houston. And I do the Starburst pizza with no mushrooms. So it has like ground beef, pepperoni, ham, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions on it.
Love a green pepper and onion. Yes.
So good. What's yours?
Light marinara sauce, heavy, like extra cheese, pepperoni, onions, and green bell pepper.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then I love honey, hot honey on my pizza.
Okay, you know what? Someone else, I think it might have been our boss, Chase Murphy.
Yeah, I was about to say it was Chase Murphy because we were on that call and he was like, God, honey, I heard y'all talking about it and I love it.
Okay, what is, I've never had hot honey before.
It has a spiciness to it. Like when I say hot, I mean spicy, but it's not like, I don't love anything that's too spicy. Mm-hmm. But this, it is spicy enough to like feel that flavor, but it's not spicy enough to where you're like, holy crap, this is hot or anything like that. It just has this like next level flavor to it. And so like when there's like a savoriness of like the pizza and the sweetness from the hot honey, it is just, it's so good. I used to be a ranch girl, like dipping it in ranch.
Yes, that's
and
me.
Now I'm like, oh no. Hot honey is where it's at.
Can you get that at like the grocery store at H-E-B?
There's a local brand. It's actually called Lone Star Bee Honey. It's at H-E-B. And then there's Mike's Hot Honey, which is like a national brand. I actually like Lone Star, which is the Houston brand, better. And they have a few different versions. I just get like their original version, which is really, really nice.
It sounds to me like when you combine, when people put chocolate on popcorn or chicken and waffles, having the sweet with the savory, but then also a little bit of spicy. Yeah, like that adds another level.
A little kick of spice, but like not something that's going to knock your socks off by any means. Totally. I'm a wimp when it comes to spice.
Right? Same.
Yeah.
We have really transitioned from mimosas to pizzas and I love it.
Yeah, I like where this is going.
Well, then you'll love where this is going next because we're going Bayou Bar Hopping after the break. And I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
Helping us live our best foodie lives. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry is Jesse Watt and Danielle Dubois. And, you know, over the weekends, Danielle and I may spend a lot of time at the Staples, Drift, McIntyre's. What else, Danielle?
Wicklow Heights.
Yep. Bungalow,
Wicklow, all the things. Actually, there's a new bar restaurant. I forgot what it's called, but it's going to be opening up next to McIntyre's. And I'm like, well, guess that's going to be a staple too.
Well, you even mentioned the Sporting Club in one of the podcast episodes. Mm-hmm. By the way, you guys can listen to us whenever. When Danielle mentions these, you can go back on the radio.com app and favorite, subscribe, so you can listen to all of her suggestions. Or you can just talk to your smart speaker, Alexa. Say, Alexa, turn on CBS Sports Radio 650 on radio.com, and we'll pop right up. And that way you can hear all the suggestions and you can take some notes. You mentioned Sporting Club, and we've gone there like every weekend.
Do you love it?
I am obsessed with it.
It's so nice. And I feel like, you know, it has maybe a bougie feel to it, but like it's not too overdone in the bougie way. Like I feel it's like there's like a chill vibe to it for sure.
Their music is amazing. And let me just say, this is like the dream, because what I see normally will sit in like the corner and people watch. It's a lot of people who are like living their bougie lives that, you know, have the normal 9-to-5 jobs, but they get, it's like people in their 30s that get all out dressed up. Like this
it's like
is
their
the night.
Day to shine.
This is their time to shine.
That's
and they're
hilarious because you're saying that and I'm literally thinking of the people that were 100% there this past weekend that you
know.
Saw. Oh, I know. And I know who you're talking about. I literally know who you're talking about.
And they bring like their husbands and they all sit together and the guys kind of watch the TVs and the girls are like popping bottles and taking Instagrams and they bring the bubbles out and it's so fun and it's exactly who I want to be in my 30s. But it's so fun to watch. So if you ever feel like you want want to live your bougie lives. That's another staple that Danielle and I have added to our list. But while we stay at the staples, Danielle also brings a lot of new bars for us to check out every single week to add to our bucket list. So when we want to, we can branch out.
Yeah, my girlfriends and I, we were talking about this other night while we were sitting at McIntyre's. We're like, look, we love this place. Like, some of our friends are like the bartenders and stuff, but we've got to branch out.
We've got to branch out.
And so these are three places that I think are good spots to start
to
that
branch. Okay.
Yes. So we've talked about Baco before.
Oh my God.
Okay. Okay. Sis has something to say. Class, listen up.
I actually don't because I've never been here before, but I drive past it every time I'm going to go to Postino's in Montrose. Mm-hmm. And every time I'll point at it and go, I really want to go there. And I really want to check that out.
Right.
And I haven't branched yet.
So fun fact, there's three Bacos.
Oh, well, hello. Okay.
So that's one of the locations. I've been there before. If you recall that guy that I was seeing in December, that's where
my
first date was.
Oh, well, bad memories.
It's fine. It's fine. I'm fine. But they have a new one in the Heights called Baco in the Heights. Very, you know.
Original.
Very original. But this building is painted purple. You cannot miss it. It's down Yale.
Oh.
So like if you are going by the Postino's on Yale, mm-hmm. and you keep going, you're going to pass that. So it's funny that the Postino's.
Right.
Right. Like it's like almost
right
like
there.
A conjunction with them. Yeah. So it's a bright purple building. You cannot miss it. Has a great patio. They also have like a fun like little swing area.
Yeah.
So, you know, I love a good bar with a swing thing. I'm like, you know, it's perfect. I need a cocktail and sit on a swing.
Exactly.
I love that.
We love
for
the swings.
Us. Love that journey for us. Also, it's pet friendly, which Jessie doesn't
love.
Have a dog, but she's like, I love a dog bar. You know, we're going to have dogs soon in our lives. Right?
I know, right?
But yes, this place is super cute. A great place if you want, you know, after date night, where are we going to like grab a glass of wine?
Is this Danielle a wine bar? Because whenever I drive past it, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, they offer wine. You can also get cocktails as well, but like not fancy cocktails. It's mainly just like a wine bar, yeah.
Well, it seems like such a chill place to go. And the one that I always drive past in the Montrose area, it seems to be like almost completely outdoors.
Yeah, there's an inside as well. And it kind of looks like a house. It's very like, you know, lower ceilings, warm and cozy.
Homey.
Yeah, very homey. Very homey and like warm almost. Like kind of a, you know, you walk in, there's like wood floors kind of like creaking sound. You know what I mean? Like that kind of like warm, homey feel to it. And you can like sit at the bar top and talk to the bartender.
I can't wait to check this place out. This is one of those places. I'm a big person where when I go somewhere, it's because I see it from the outside and it looks mm-hmm. inviting to me. Like the first time I saw Present Company, I made my fiance Tyler pull the car over. So, and I was just visiting Houston at the time. So I could write down the name because it was so colorful. I wanted to check it out. And that's the same reaction I had with Baco was it just looked so inviting and cute and they had little swings and it just looked like a really fun place to be. So I'm excited that you mentioned that
today.
Yeah,
definitely a lot of curb appeal. Great for like after dinner, girlfriend's night, like, mm-hmm. like hanging out with your girlfriends, like all that. Definitely a really good spot. Somewhere you can like go and you can hear people, right? Like,
yes.
You know, if you're like on a date and you don't want to go to a place that's like bumping, right? You want to
exactly.
be able to like talk.
I love that.
So yeah, definitely a great spot. And again, there's three locations.
So there's one by you, wherever
yeah, there's
you are.
One, yeah, exactly. Our second spot is going to be Lily and Bloom, which is downtown. Lily and Bloom is a place that I used to like frequent all the time. I kind of like go in waves where I'm like, oh, I'm in the Heights all the time, or oh, I'm downtown all the time. So right now it's more in the Heights because obviously COVID, I just want to be like close to home, more chill places and stuff. Like I'm not popping around to a bunch of different bars, you know,
right.
Like I'm pretty stationary at like my one table with like my friends that I feel safe with. So I used to go downtown to Lily and Bloom. I'd go to like Bovine and Barley, end up at Lily and Bloom and stuff. This place is so cool. It like has this like brick wall when you walk in. You know, the buildings downtown are like, of course, a little bit older and
mm-hmm.
stuff. So a really cool, like rustic look when you like walk into it with like these exposed bricks and stuff. They also have an upstairs that's like an overhang so you mm-hmm. can like see. It's really nice. They have like a really pretty bar. They have a happy hour from 5 to 7. They have $3 off of cocktails, $5 wines, $4 draft beers. Some of my favorite drinks they have there, they have an espresso martini there.
You love those.
I love a good espresso martini, y'all. Like, oh, if you have never had one, please just
trust me. I will trust you.
Oh, good. So, so good.
I am excited for downtown to make a comeback. Do you remember pre-COVID times? Downtown was popping. Like,
it's so sad.
It is so sad. I just remember walking around and it was just so much hustle and bustle. Everyone was moving. It was packed and you'd go to these bars and you'd have so much fun. And then you'd end up getting a hot dog from the man making the bacon wrapped hot dogs on the side of the road. It was amazing. And I have gone downtown a few times just to check out some restaurants down there. And it is dead empty.
Yeah. We went to Bravery Hall the other night, then went to Secret Garden for a drink, and then like walked down Main Street just to catch our Uber home, and like passed in front of Bovine and Barley. No one was in there.
It's so sad because Bovine and Barley is like actually my favorite bar downtown. It's the one we always go to. And it's really sad just to see how empty it's become. And it's nice to know that people are taking COVID seriously and taking those precautions. But I'm just excited for when COVID finally passes and enough of us get vaccinated that downtown can kind of open up again and we can get back to the downtown feel. Because that's what I love about living in a big city like this, is being able to go downtown and have that downtown vibe.
It's nice that there's like bars that are pretty close together where you can like hop from bar to bar.
Exactly.
Which I love that about downtown.
And most of the bars downtown have a very specific higher end feel.
Yeah.
You know, like to me, there's different areas around Houston, like the Heights is where people our age mostly go. But Midtown is more colorful to me. There's Electric Feel Good, Unicorn Disco, and all those places. Downtown is such like a modern, upscale Sex and the City type feel for me. I just can't wait for that to come back.
No, I definitely agree with
that. I'm excited.
Our third spot is going to be Tequila's, which is in the Northern Heights area. I love this spot. The weather, like today, it felt so good outside.
Yes.
This would have been a perfect evening to hang out at Tequila's. I'm not sure if it's Tequila's or Tequila's.
One or the other.
It's T-I-K-I-L-A-S.
Oh, Tequila's, I would say, but maybe it's just a fancy way to spell Tequila's.
Tequila's with a K.
Okay, that's Tequila's with a K.
Tequila's with a K. Actually, now that I say that, y'all, oh my gosh, I saw this. There's a boutique in the Heights, and I saw this. It said, "Don't be a chaser. You are the tequila, not the lime."
True, though.
And I was like, thank you. That was Psalms 489.
They tattooed that on my left thigh.
That was from Jesus. He told us
that. And on
that.
The seventh day, God said,
"We are the tequila, not the lime." So yeah, so Tequila's is a great spot. They do this like crawfish boil often there, and it's a crawfish vendor, and it's called Buttered and Crawfish. Their crawfish there is so good. You know, and I'm not one to like, I do love my Louisiana style crawfish. This is not the Louisiana style. It has the stuff on the outside, but oh my gosh, it's
what does
still
that mean, the
so
stuff?
Good.
You know, I'm not a crawfish gal. You gotta explain these things
to
me.
So there's Asian versions of crawfish, which are still very, very good. They have different seasonings on the outside. So this is how they're doing it. It is like a seasoned version of it. It's not like the Louisiana style. Louisiana style crawfish is boiled in the water, whereas like Asian style crawfish, it has like the seasoning like on the outside of it.
Okay.
They're different, but both have like a place in this world, and I love them both. So Tequila's has a really cool outdoor space. They have like almost like these like cabanas, like bed cabanas, where you can like have like your friends, and like you get like, it almost looks like an outdoorsy bed, which is weird.
Yeah.
But like cool if you're like you're with your, you know, gal pals or your friends and stuff like that. They have these cabana swings as well. Really cool neon signs, like a tiki
nice
stuff. Love that for us. And then also have great cocktails. Frozen mojito.
Love a frozen mojito.
Love a mojito. Yes, indeed, sis. Also, oh my gosh, if you remember, we talked about this place like decades ago, it feels like. But they have a banana drink with a chocolate banana chip on the top.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, it is so good. It is like a banana smoothie with alcohol, and just order it and you're going to be like, yes, sis.
Okay, that cocktail sounds amazing, but I know that the cocktail we have for our cocktail of the week is going to be even better, so stick around. It's coming up next.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. What should you be sipping on this weekend? It's time for cocktails.
Brand new cocktail this week, Danielle. What are we mixing up?
Oh my gosh, we are going to be making a pineapple vodka lemonade.
Okay, yum. Danielle's over there sipping.
Helping us live our best foodie lives. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry is Jesse Watt and Danielle Dubois. And, you know, over the weekends, Danielle and I may spend a lot of time at the Staples, Drift, McIntyre's. What else, Danielle?
Wicklow Heights.
Yep. Bungalow,
Wicklow, all the things. Actually, there's a new bar restaurant. I forgot what it's called, but it's going to be opening up next to McIntyre's. And I'm like, well, guess that's going to be a staple too.
Well, you even mentioned the sporting club in one of the podcast episodes. Mm-hmm. By the way, you guys can listen to us whenever. When Danielle mentions these, you can go back on the radio.com app and favorite, subscribe, so you can listen to all of her suggestions. Or you can just talk to your smart speaker, Alexa. Say, Alexa, turn on CBS Sports Radio 650 on radio.com, and we'll pop right up. And that way you can hear all the suggestions and you can take some notes. You mentioned sporting club, and we've gone there like every weekend.
Do you love it?
I am obsessed with it.
It's so nice. And I feel like, you know, it has maybe a bougie feel to it, but like it's not too overdone in the bougie way. Like I feel it's like there's not. Like a chill vibe to it for sure.
Their music is amazing. And let me just say, this is like the dream, because what I see normally will sit in like the corner and people watch. It's a lot of people who are like living their bougie lives that, you know, have the normal 9-to-5 jobs, but they get, it's like people in their 30s that get all out dressed up. Like this
it's like
is
their
night.
Day to shine.
This is their time to shine.
That's
and
hilarious because you're saying that and I'm literally thinking of the people that were 100% there this past weekend that you
know.
Saw. Oh, I know. And I know who you're talking about. I literally know who you're talking about.
And they bring like their husbands and they sit together and the guys kind of watch the TVs and the girls are like popping bottles and taking Instagrams and they bring the bubbles out and it's so fun and it's exactly who I want to be in my 30s. But it's so fun to watch. So if you ever feel like you want to live your bougie lives, that's another staple that Danielle and I have added to our list. But while we stay at the staples, Danielle also brings a lot of new bars for us to check out every single week to add to our bucket list. So when we want to, we can branch out.
Yeah, my girlfriends and I, we were talking about this other night while we were sitting at McIntyre's. We're like, look, we love this place. Like some of our friends are like the bartenders and stuff, but we've got to branch out. Got to branch out. And so these are three places that I think are good spots to start
to
that
branch. Okay.
Yes. So we've talked about Baco before.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Okay. Sis has something to say, class. Listen up.
I actually don't because I've never been here before, but I drive past it every time I'm going to go to Postino's in Montrose. Mm-hmm. And every time I'll point at it and go, I really want to go there and I really want to check that out.
Right.
And I haven't branched yet.
So, fun fact, there's three Bacos.
Oh, well, hello. Okay.
So, that's one of the locations. I've been there before. If you recall that guy that I was seeing in December, that's where
the
first date was.
Oh, well, bad memories.
It's fine. It's fine. I'm fine. But they have a new one in the Heights called Baco in the Heights.
Original.
Very original. But this building is painted purple. You cannot miss it. It's down Yale.
Oh.
So, like, if you are going by the Postino's on Yale mm-hmm. and you keep going, you're going to pass that. So, it's funny that the Postino's.
Right.
Right. Like, it's like,
right
it was like a conjunction with them. Yeah. So, it's a bright purple building. You cannot miss it. Has a great patio. They also have like a fun, like, little swing area.
Yeah.
So, you know, I love a good bar with a swing thing. I'm like, you know, it's perfect. I need a cocktail and sit on a swing.
Exactly.
I love that.
We love the swings.
Love that journey for us. Also, it's pet friendly, which Jessie doesn't have a dog, but she's like, I love a dog bar. You know, we're going to have dogs soon in our lives. Right?
I know, right?
But yes, this place is super cute. A great place if you want, you know, after date night, where are we going to like grab a glass of wine?
Is this Danielle a wine bar? Because whenever I drive past it, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, they offer wine. You can also get cocktails as well, but like not fancy cocktails. It's mainly just like a wine bar, yeah.
Well, it seems like such a chill place to go. And the one that I always drive past in the Montrose area, it seems to be like almost completely outdoors.
Yeah, there's an inside as well. And it kind of looks like a house. It's very like, you know, lower ceilings, warm and cozy.
Homey.
Yeah, very homey. Yeah. Very homey and like warm almost. Like kind of a, you know, you walk in, there's like wood floors kind of like creaking sound. You know what I mean? Like that kind of like warm, homey feel to it. And you can like sit at the bar top and talk to the bartender.
I can't wait to check this place out. This is one of those places. I'm a big person where when I go somewhere, it's because I see it from the outside and it looks mm-hmm. inviting to me. Like the first time I saw Present Company, I made my fiance Tyler pull the car over. So, and I was just visiting Houston at the time. So I could write down the name because it was so colorful. I wanted to check it out. And that's the same reaction I had with Baco was it just looked so inviting and cute and they had little swings and it just looked like a really fun place to be. So I'm excited that you mentioned that
today. Yeah, definitely a lot of curb appeal. Great for like after dinner, girlfriend's night, like, mm-hmm. like hanging out with your girlfriends, like all that. Definitely a really good spot. somewhere you can like go and you can hear people, right? Like, yes. You know, if you're like on a date and you don't want to go to a place that's like bumping, right? You want to exactly. be able to like talk.
I love that.
So yeah, definitely a great spot. And again, there's three locations.
So there's one by you, wherever
yeah,
there's you are.
One, yeah, exactly. Our second spot is going to be Lillian Bloom, which okay. is downtown. Lillian Bloom is a place that I used to like frequent all the time. I kind of like go in waves where I'm like, oh, I'm in the Heights all the time, or oh, I'm downtown all the time. So right now it's more in the Heights because obviously COVID, I just want to be like close to home, more chill yes. places and stuff. Like I'm not popping around to a bunch of different bars, you know,
right.
like I'm pretty stationary at like my one table with like my friends that yeah. I feel safe with. So I used to go downtown to Lillian Bloom. I'd go to like Bovine and Barley, end up at Lillian Bloom and stuff. This place is so cool. It like has this like brick wall when you walk in. You know, the buildings downtown are like, of course, a little bit older and mm-hmm. stuff. So a really cool, like rustic look when you like walk into it with like these exposed bricks and stuff. They also have an upstairs that's like an overhang so you mm-hmm. can like see. It's really nice. They have like a really pretty bar. They have a happy hour from 5 to 7. They have $3 off of cocktails, $5 wines, $4 draft beers. Some of my favorite drinks they have there, they have an espresso martini there.
You love those.
I love a good espresso martini, y'all. Like, oh, if you have never had one, please just
I
trust
haven't.
Me.
I will trust you.
Oh, good. So, so good.
I am excited for downtown to make a comeback. Do you remember pre-COVID times? Downtown was popping. Like,
it's so sad.
It is so sad. I just remember walking around and it was just so much hustle and bustle. Everyone was moving. It was packed and you'd go to these bars and you'd have so much fun. And then you'd end up getting a hot dog from the man making the bacon wrapped hot dogs on the side of the road. It was amazing. And I have gone downtown a few times just to check out some restaurants down there, and it is dead empty.
Yeah. We went to Bravery Hall the other night, then went to Secret Garden for a drink, and then like walked down Main Street just to catch our Uber home, and like passed in front of Bovine and Barley. No one was in there.
It's so sad because Bovine and Barley is like actually my favorite bar downtown. It's yeah. the one we always go to. And it's really sad just to see how empty it's become. And it's nice to know that people are taking COVID seriously and taking those precautions. But I'm just excited for when COVID finally passes and enough of us get vaccinated that downtown can kind of open up again and we can get back to the downtown feel. Because that's yeah. what I love about living in a big city like this, is being able to go downtown and have that. Well, downtown vibe.
It's nice that there's like bars that are pretty close together where you can like hop from bar to bar.
Exactly.
Which I love that about downtown.
And most of the bars downtown have a very specific higher end feel.
Yeah.
You know, like to me, there's different areas around Houston. Like the Heights is where people our age mostly go. But Midtown is more colorful to me. There's Electric Feel Good, Unicorn mm-hmm. Disco, and all those places. Downtown is such like a modern, upscale Sex and the City type feel for me. I just can't wait for that to come back.
No, I definitely agree with
that. I'm excited.
Our third spot is going to be Tequila's, which is in the Northern Heights area. I love this spot. The weather, like today, it felt so good outside.
Yes.
This would have been a perfect evening to hang out at Tequila's. I'm not sure if it's Tequila's or Tequila's.
One or the other.
It's T-I-K-I-L-A-S.
Oh, Tequila's, I would say, but maybe it's just a fancy way to spell Tequila's.
Tequila's with a K.
Okay, that's Tequila's with a K.
Tequila's with a K. Actually, now that I say that, y'all, oh my gosh, I saw this. There's a boutique in the Heights, and I saw this. It said, "Don't be a chaser. You are the tequila, not the lime."
True, though.
And I was like, thank you. That was Psalms 489.
They tattoo that on my left thigh.
That was from Jesus. He told us
that. And on
that.
The seventh day, God said,
"We are the tequila, not the lime." So, yeah, so Tequila's is a great spot. They do this like crawfish boil every so often there, and it's a crawfish vendor, and it's called Buttered and Crawfish. Their crawfish there is so, so good. Uh-huh. You know, and I'm not one to like, I do love my Louisiana style crawfish. This
yes.
is not the Louisiana style. It has the stuff on the outside, but oh my gosh, it's so good.
What does that mean, the
so
stuff?
Good.
You know, I'm not a crawfish girl. You gotta explain these things
okay,
to me.
Okay, so there's Asian versions of crawfish, which
okay.
are still very, very good. They have different seasonings on the outside. So this is how they're doing it. It is like a seasoned version of mm-hmm. it. It's not like the Louisiana style. Louisiana style crawfish is boiled in the water, whereas like Asian style crawfish, it has like the seasoning like on the outside of it.
Okay. Okay.
They're different, but both have like a place in this world, and I love them both. So Tequila's has a really cool outdoor space. They have like almost like these like cabanas, like bed cabanas where you can like have like your friends and like you get like, it almost looks like a like an outdoorsy bed, which is weird.
Yeah.
But like cool if you're like you're with your, you know, gal pals or your friends and stuff like that. They have these cabana swings as well. Really cool neon signs, like a tiki
nice.
Stuff. Love that for us. And then also have great cocktails. Frozen mojito.
Love a frozen mojito.
Love a mojito. Yes, indeed, sis. Also, oh my gosh. If you remember, we talked about this place like decades ago, it feels like. But they have a banana drink with a chocolate banana chip on the top.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. It is so good. It is like a banana smoothie with alcohol, and just order it and you're going to be like, yes, please.
Okay, that cocktail sounds amazing, but I know that the cocktail we have for our cocktail of the week is going to be even better, so stick around. It's coming up next.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. What should you be sipping on this weekend? It's time for cocktails.
Brand new cocktail this week, Danielle. What are we mixing up?
Oh my gosh, we are going to be making a pineapple vodka lemonade.
Okay. Yum. Danielle's over there sipping her diet lemonade like it's nothing.
Oh, I love a good lemonade. So this cocktail, you just need ginger ale. You're going to need some good old lemonade, whatever your choice. This recipe that I'm reading is the Country Time lemonade. You remember that?
Oh, Country Time's a jam. Minute Maid, that's a jam too.
Minute Maid. We got to love Minute Maid because Houston.
Because Houston.
Vodka of your choice and then pineapple. Yep. So for this cocktail, you're going to just mix that lemonade up, add your vodka in there, okay? And then you're going to put some pineapple juice, ginger ale, stir, chill, and then wait to serve, you know? Get it nice and cold and get it ready to serve up.
I have a question for you about ginger ale.
Love ginger ale.
Okay, but do you use ginger ale as a medication?
So ginger ale is always nice. Like, I actually drink a diet ginger ale almost every morning.
Do you really?
Yes.
Well, ginger is, like, supposed to be pretty good for you.
Yeah.
So it's not in Houston. It's, like, only a Michigan brand, but I'm sure you use, like, Canada Dry.
Yeah.
Okay, so Verner's is a brand of ginger ale that's made in Michigan. But if you talk to anyone who's from Michigan, they'll say that Verner's is medication. Like when you're sick, you don't take ibuprofen, you don't take Advil, you drink a Verner's.
Interesting.
But okay. I didn't know if that was the same thing down south, but just, you know, not Verner's, obviously Canada Dry.
So, I mean, if you have an upset stomach and you want like something like carbonated, ginger ale is typically like your go-to.
What you do.
Which is funny because like growing up, we would always drink ginger ale on flights.
Yes, okay.
But we never really drank it like while we were on land.
I don't think I've ever drank ginger ale when I'm not sick. Like when I see ginger ale, I think that's a sick drink. That's what you drink when you're not feeling good.
Isn't
like I never go to a restaurant and order a ginger ale.
So I was the same way until like a few months ago, probably like 4 months ago or so. And I used to drink Frescas all the time.
Yeah.
Frescas. Okay, so I love Frescas. And I was like, I'm just going to change this up. And bought some diet ginger ales. The Canada Dry is just the diet version of it and love it. I get like the little mini cans.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to drink like a whole can of soft drinks. I don't know.
It's not good for you.
So I just drink a little bit. I don't even finish the entire small can. But I'll just drink a little bit of bubbles in the morning, you know, to like get me going.
You know, ginger ale, it tastes good. Like I genuinely like ginger ale.
Yeah, me too. That's why I was like, I was walking down the aisle one day and I was like, oh, I remember. I like that.
Why don't I buy it? Because you only
drink it on an airplane.
Like, well, if I'm going to make a care package for someone who has a cold or who isn't feeling well, I'm putting Canada Dry or ginger ale in there.
That's really funny.
And now that, like, you know, COVID's been a thing for God knows how long, where, you know, my Instagram and my Facebook page have some Michigan people on it, people will post, like, the cure to COVID is Verner's or ginger ale. And I didn't know if that was a thing everywhere down south, like, I'm glad to know that it's universal when you're not feeling well, ginger ale's the drink. So maybe if you're not feeling well, you drink this with vodka.
This is a cocktail to make. And, you know, this would be good if you froze it too.
Oh, yeah. If you like blend it up some ice.
Yeah, blend it up and then, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like a slushy with it.
That sounds really good. Because when you think about it, vodka, okay, yum, ginger ale if you're feeling sick, but pineapple, fruit, like
lemonade. Hey.
We've done something
here.
You're
welcome, guys.
You're welcome. If anyone's not feeling well, please don't take our medical advice because clearly we are not doing well.
I heard on, I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry, that if I'm sick, I should be drinking alcoholic drinks.
That's it.
Okay, maybe not.
Maybe. Well, they said so. And
they, you know, they're the experts, as they say. You know,
like one of them's an Instagram influencer and the other one is a radio host. So they must really know what they're doing. We went to college for all the right things.
All the right things, exactly.
If y'all try this out, especially the slushy one, please send it to us on our brand new Instagram page. It's at the Hangry Girls Podcast. Follow us and slide into our DMs if you have any suggestions for restaurants. You can also send it to Danielle at Hangry Houstonian.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. Time to slide into Danielle's DMs.
Danielle, what has been happening in your DMs lately?
So this week, I'm partnering with Common Bond Bakery, which I love Common Bond. We've talked about them before. Can't say enough good things about them. I partnered with them to work with Sky High for Kids, which is the charity that raises money for kids that have childhood cancer.
Oh, God. What a great cause. But just when you hear it, it like takes something out of you, doesn't
it? Yeah, no, for sure. So the girl that started this foundation, this charity, she's from Louisiana. She's from Louisiana. She's from Abbeville, which is like down south. Like no one mean or bad comes out of that town. Yeah. Like just no one, like all good peoples like come out of that town. Everybody that's like, you know, how's your mama and them? Kind of like that.
Yeah.
She went to UL and it was part of a college project at UL that she started this. And so since then, she has raised $40 million. Like,
whoa.
Incredible, incredible. So we were talking the other day, you know, I've been posting about king cakes and how I love them and I'm trying to find the best king cake in town. And she was like, you know, what if we like collaborated and did something to where we could like raise awareness or raise money for Sky High for Kids and like have some fun doing this.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, absolutely. And so at that time, if you recall, I was trying out some different king cakes and I tried out Common Bonds.
Yes.
And so the guy that owns Common Bond, he's from South Louisiana as well.
Oh my God, it's
and
a whole
thing. So I messaged him and I was like, hey George, would you be interested in this? And he was like, for the kids? Of course.
Of course,
you know? And so we all hopped on a call and I came up with this idea and I really think it was like a God wink. I have no clue where it came from, but it was like word vomit. I was like, what if we do it like a kit, like a king cake kit where people could like design their own king cakes.
Brilliant.
You know, with like, it would have like a little kit with the king cake itself, then royal icing and the sprinkles. And so we could do it, you know, everyone could buy the kit and be able to like give it to their kids. They can do it, make it as fun and extra as they wanted to. So that went live the other day. And now everybody's been kind of messaging me about it because what's cool about it is you can buy a king cake for yourself. They have it in either a traditional or a raspberry cream cheese.
Hey-o.
Hey, girl. We love raspberry in this house, in this studio. $5 from each king cake goes back to Sky High.
Wow.
Awesome. Or you can buy a king cake that will be delivered to a kid that is battling cancer at Texas Children.
Oh my God. How could you not?
So
I mean, even if you're going to buy one for yourself, you got to get one for the kids
absolutely.
Too.
I mean, it's $25.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you wake up and spend $25. So there's 60 kids that are inpatient right now at Texas Children. And there's 140 that are outpatient.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that number.
So we want to make sure that all of these kids and their families get a king cake. And we're going to deliver to them on Mardi Gras Day.
Oh, my God.
Super excited about that. So it's like we want to get the kids that have cancer, obviously, king cakes. And then we're like, where does it end? Because I want every kid that's at Texas Children and their families to be able to get a king cake. Like, I want to give the staff
and raise
there.
Money for that, too.
Of course.
Yeah.
Like, I want to give the staff there a king cake. Like, let's get this really going. Like, let's do this annually. You know?
Danielle, what a brilliant idea that you had. That's amazing. And I had saw that you posted on your Instagram story a little bit about it. So I'm imagining a lot of people swiped up to ask you questions about it. So thank you, number one, for clarifying that. Number two, do you think we could reach out to the girl at Sky High and see if we can get her on the show next week?
Absolutely. Brittany, I mean, she's great. Her accent cracks me up because that's what I'm used to, you know, that good old South Louisiana accent. So Brittany, for sure, will probably come on the show. Would love to have her.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I'm really excited. Danielle will reach out to her this week, see if she wants to come on and talk, you know, about this. I think that's such an uplifting thing to be a part of. And those numbers, I mean, they're just hard to hear. And knowing that you can make a difference with something so small and still enjoy something like Mardi Gras and King Cakes is awesome. So brilliant idea, Danielle. We'll talk to Brittany next week. We'll see if we can get her on the show and we will start raising some money.
I know. I hope that we can get, I mean, every kid. That's my goal. So we're almost to 100 cakes
nice.
Right now.
And awesome, because you love Common Bond. I mean, we've talked about Common Bond a million times. Oh, and the fact that they're on board with this, amazing.
Their food's number one, amazing. Their pastries are like art. Yeah. I actually went to their warehouse 2 weeks ago to try some king cakes and give them feedback, you know? And they're just good people.
Yeah.
You know? And I really love giving business to good people that appreciate what we're doing and stuff. So there's good people all around.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, Danielle, we have a couple minutes left in the show, so let's get into all the addresses that we talked about today, starting off with our date night spots.
Our first date night spot was Gloria's at 2616 Louisiana. Second spot was Ka Sushi at 1901 North Shepherd. Third spot was Nam Eatery at 502 East 20th Street.
We went into what? Doses and Mimosa. We don't know why we keep saying that. I know it's a song that I don't even know the rest of the lyrics.
I don't even know it. That might be like wrong. I don't even know.
We're just making it up at this point. We're just here for the bottomless mimosas.
Maybe we have been drinking mimosas. We're singing and dancing here.
I can't help it.
Our first spot was BB Lemon at 1809 Washington Avenue. Second spot was Union Kitchen, also on Washington Avenue, 6011 Washington. Third spot was Down the Street at 5746 Larkin. Third spot was Reva's Italian at 1117 Missouri Street.
Okay, and then we moved into our Bayou Bar hopping. We're branching out, y'all. We're really trying, okay? And we started with Baco.
Baco is at 1426 Yale Street. Second spot was Lillian Bloom at 110 Main Street. And third spot was Tequila's at 2708 North Shepherd.
Tequilas with a K.
Tequilas with a K.
And then we did a new cocktail of the week like we do every week. Make sure you check out Danielle's Instagram so you can get all the information about the King Cakes, Common Bond, Sky High Foundation. Again, we're going to reach out to Brittany to see if she can come on the show and talk to us next week so that way we can get y'all all the information and you can get all the feels. All the feels.
Yes, indeed.
Please make sure that you follow us on Instagram at HangryHoustonian or myself at JessieWatt965 and our brand new page at the Hangry Girls Podcast. We want to give a huge thank you to our executive producers, Chase Murphy and Sarah Frazier. Thank y'all so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Cheers, guys.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry with Jesse Watt and Danielle Dubois. Make sure to listen Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on CBS Sports Radio 650, 95.7 HD3, or on the radio.com app. Download it today.